Amnesty International released its annual report today, pointing out human rights abuses around the world. The report also drew special attention to the 60th anniversary of the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. To find out more, Philippa Hitchens spoke to Erwin van der Broot, the director of the Africa programme at Amnesty International in London.
Well, after the Universal Declaration had been established, we also saw the elaboration of a broad range of human rights treaties and conventions to which many states signed up. And that really strengthened the human rights framework, and making that framework known to the citizens, to the people, to allow them to come up for their rights is certainly an important development. And we've certainly also seen it, for example, in many countries where people increasingly become aware of their rights and also increasingly demand accountability, justice and equality from their leaders and their governments.
And yet so many governments hide behind this idea of cultural differences. What is a human right in Western culture is not necessarily in ours. How do you deal with that?
Well, we, as Amnesty International, we always found it a very weak argument, specifically also because many of those states have signed up to international treaties or even regional treaties, such as in Africa, where many of those rights are also spelled out in great detail. And we really consider that those rights are indivisible and universal. And the best example is, of course, the 60 years ago, the Universal Declaration on Human Rights.